I mean, there's a sadistic side of me that says, fuck love, right? Like, romantic love, Hollywood love, it's so commercialized and such bullshit. But if love means like depth of knowing someone and intimate connection, I can't sacrifice that. If it means like romantic, cheesy Hollywood love, then yeah, fuck love. I'm out. I just wanna fuck and I wanna laugh. Welcome to Fuck Love Laugh. Hello, welcome to Fuck Love Laugh. I'm coming at ya from season two. You're just tuning into the first episode, but I'm learning and growing, guys, and you're about to go on the journey with me. So I thought I'd jump from the future back here with you, if you're just finding me now, so that I can really introduce you to who I am, what I'm up to, and what you might experience through following this adventure with me in Fuck Love Laugh. All of this started in April 2020 when I decided to rewrite my story. I separated from my long-term partner, who I'd known for 14 years, lived with for 12, married to for 8, and in an open relationship with for about 4. It was time to do some serious personal work. I didn't have the language for it at the time, but I knew subconsciously that I had some deep inner work to do, that I was lost in a bunch of messy inner stories, that my brain needed some intense rewiring. And so what I did in that year that was the fuckery that 2020 was, I moved out and I rewrote my life. Everything changed, essentially, except my job, which we'll see. That's going to change soon, I think. I moved to a different area. I didn't have any pets. I started dating. I started new versions of my self-care routine. I did a fuckload of work. I started working with the therapist again, a different one. I just started doing a bunch of shadow work. I started a lot of neuroplasticity rewiring deliberately. And so Fuck Love Laugh started off as me sharing my sexual journey, sharing my experiences and open relating, because a huge part of me coming into who I am and who I was becoming was through a lot of somatic healing, which I was doing through self-pleasure and sexual engagement. I did so much healing in my body, in my brain, through those modalities. And at the time, I don't think I even realized it. My open relationship story is what's told here through Fuck Love Laugh. The first season is me sharing my separation, sharing my life story, and sharing my sexual empowerment journey. It's also me interviewing people that I got to engage with socially or sexually or both in the world. Some amazing people who are questioning love and relationship and how they love themselves and how they live in the world and how they fuck in the world. So that's all season one. And that's what you're about to get into with me. And I don't know, I started Fuck Love Laugh as an art form. I started it as an exploration. I started it as a processing. And as I kept working with it and listening to it, I realized it was a fucking self-love journey. It was a fucking Lululemon, tchotchke, can and will slogan journey. And as much as that makes me want to dry heave, that's what it is though. So the other thing I want to disclose and open a dialogue around is that I have labeled Fuck Love Laugh as explicit content. This is a unique conversation that involves what society has decided is 18 plus level content. So if you're not 18 or older, I would suggest you examine that for yourself and with adults in your life. This is a podcast that is full of candor. It is full of the human experience. And that involves a lot of dialogue around sex, around human conditions, around the body, around sexuality, around self-pleasure, around what I now recognize as brain rewiring, somatic healing, and sexual embodiment practices. This podcast is a sharing of my personal experiences and the experiences of others. It's conversations around relationships, reframing monogamy, opening up to concepts of non-monogamy and monogamish lifestyles, polyamorous lifestyles. It's conversations that fuck with relationship structures, calling out the culture of toxic monogamy, Fuck Love Laugh is a podcast which is an amalgamation of a bunch of big conversations around what is fucking, what is loving, real love, and how do we laugh through these experiences. So yeah, come along on the ride, enjoy the raw vulnerability of my sharing, enjoy the interviews from these amazing people, and enjoy the journey as Fuck Love Laugh evolves. And then here I come to you again from the beginning of season 3, which is April 2022. And here I want to share with you that even what I thought I knew then, a year ago, when I edited this to support you in the beginning of this exploration with what is the Fuck Love Laugh journey, is that now I start getting into even more neuroscience. I start getting into spirituality. I start getting into all these worldviews and this amalgamation of what is this alchemy? What is this realization of self? I start getting into trauma work and shadow work and this playful dialogue between the Western language and scientific model and these Eastern and historical knowledges from what many cultures have known for tens of thousands of years. This knowing of self beyond the cognitive, this knowing that comes from deep within us, this intuition, this gut-brain connection, this epigenetic thing, this intergenerational thing, whether you want to view it from a scientific lens or a spiritual lens, it's all the same thing. It's a different language. So I want you to go into any of these seasons knowing that I only knew what I knew then, and I shared what was true for me then, and that will continue to shift. If you're looking for where I'm at now, start in season 3 and then work your way back, but have fun, because that's what life is, right? A grand experiment, a playground. And all I can do is play and share. I'll also acknowledge that there may be some choppy nature to the first season, especially because I put this out knowing there was a truth here and knowing I had to do this. I didn't plan any of this. I just started to create the name, the interviews, the questions. It all just kind of came. And I trusted that for the first time. And within that, I've created this podcast from a place of anonymity. And numerous times throughout its creation, I've debated putting my face and name to all of this. And yet, I'm bound contractually by the position that I currently make income from. So I work with young people, and the government agency under which I work likes to tell people how to live and what they can say. And I'm not allowed to say anything outside of the department's agreements. So to allow that complete freedom of speech and that power of voice for myself and my guests for the moment, I'm not going to be identifying it. So I'm going to keep playing with my pseudonym of Eve and all of my guest pseudonyms to allow this to continue to be created without fear and allow me to keep processing in this way. And what that means is that some of my guests, with that possibility of this becoming something that I more publicly play with one day, which is my ultimate goal, have decided to withdraw what they supported, what they put forward in their stories. So there are a couple of episodes that are going to be a little bit choppy. And there's also things I've had to cut out. So some of the episodes will just be me and then an interview led into that doesn't occur. I'll try to share a little synopsis of each one so you get the story that was told there, but I can still respect the privacy and journey that that person is on. And others have agreed to stay and share their story. And I can't wait to see who joins me in this, who hears the raw vulnerability of what I'm putting forward and wants to dialogue with me and add their story. And that's what we're going to continue to do. So come along for the ride, enjoy the messiness of it, just like life. And I'll talk to you soon. Now, I should probably start with what the fuck is Fuck Love Laugh? Well, Fuck Love Laugh aims to examine sex,
intimacy, relationships, with candor, humor, and viciously raw vulnerability, through insights provided from those with an innate or maybe an acquired doubting of current conventional perspectives around these issues. I keep thinking that each generation continues to forge what will soon be known as the modern relationship. So the aim is to give voice to these conversations, which question the present zeitgeist around sexuality, monogamy, eroticism, power, connection, vulnerability, and intimacy. So at present, that's going to look like a lot of content from me, the author. I'll tell you a bit more about myself a little bit later, but at the moment, Fuck Love Laugh is here just to create a space for various contributors to bring an array of perspectives. I want to broadly and playfully examine both academic and experiential knowledge. I want to invite contribution from experts who are willing to unpack their theories from within psychotherapy and similar areas, as well as others open to sharing their own lived experience. At the end of the day, Fuck Love Laugh is from and for those who have found, or are trying to find, at least a few of the answers within these issues. All right, but Fuck Love Laugh, what the fuck? Fuck. The focus of my work is sex and relationships. Much of the content I create will be addressing questions of sexuality, sexual non-monogamy, and the erotic, which is why I chose this word. Fuck. Oh, so crude. Is it? I have always recognized that words hold power. From the time I said Jesus in exasperation and was scoffed at by a religious school teacher, to the first time I allowed myself to seductively whisper in a man's ear that I urgently needed him to fuck me. With a broad and thorough understanding and application of language, I think one has access to power and connection. In my work, I aim to use language deliberately and purposefully. So, will I fuck up and offend? Undoubtedly. Words are, they're socially linked, they're emotive, they're deeply culturally and personally linked, but fuck it, right? Love. I love love. I'm brought to life in the energy source which comes from the early stages of romantic and erotic love. I'm an emotive person, and I have a history of fueling myself from this energy, clinging to love. So I was curious about what sources this energy beyond dopamine and oxytocin. I've tried to make myself a scientist of love. My work questions the addictive nature of love, the modern socio-cultural value placed on monogamous sexual and romantic love, and the broad acceptance that love is just supposed to be enough. Laugh. I may love to laugh more than anything else. I have sacrificed both moments of love and opportunities for a good fuck for the sake of laughter. It's so hard for me to avoid saying something, no matter how inappropriate or untimely, if it's candid and funny. Although I don't say or type everything which comes to mind, I say far too much for the sake of candor and comedy, which is why I chose laugh. I firmly believe laughter is medicinal, and that comedy pushes the social discourse, creating space for understanding and playfully challenging common misconceptions. A sense of humor is one of my most prized possessions, and I value the opportunity to use my work to share the considerations that this brings. So before I interview any guests, it feels apt that I should probably provide you with an interview of myself. So that's what today is going to look like. So the first question is, who are you outside of the bedroom? Ah, what a complicated question. So what I'm looking to examine here are, what are the person's interests? How do they spend their time? What are they passionate about? So for me, clearly, I'm interested in sex and intimacy and relationships. I love to fuck. I love love and I love to laugh. Those are the premise of what has created this for you and for me more than anything else. So what am I passionate about? I'm passionate about people. I'm passionate about understanding people. And that all started with being really introspective and trying to figure myself out. I'm passionate about understanding how people relate, how they communicate. Why is that sometimes so successful? And why is that sometimes such a mess? I speak always from the place of self-questioning and self-reflection and gentle self-criticism in the goal to be better myself. So I'm interested in understanding others to help better understand myself, and come from a place of curiosity and not of judgment. So I hope that that's visible in all that I create here. How do I spend my time? I have a day job. This is my passion project at the moment. So this is what I'm passionate about. I want to understand the magic that is love outside of the chemicals and inside the chemicals. I want to understand how sex can sometimes feel more therapeutic than decades at the therapist's. I want to unpack how laughter has a similar impact, how I can feel wildly freed after a laughing feat, or how a joke can bring me insight deeper than any novel I've ever read. Those are the things I'm curious about, passionate about, and spend a lot of my time thinking about. So I'm not naming myself through Fuck, Love, Laugh just yet. On my website, I refer to myself as the author. This is out of a consideration for a multitude of people whose identities and life experiences are deeply embedded in mine. And over time, I'm going to share really deeply and broadly, but I just don't feel the need to really name myself just yet. I will, however, tell you that I'm a female. I'm in my 30s, and I could be labeled as bisexual or pansexual, depending on how you perceive those words. I acknowledge and I explore the masculine and the feminine in myself, in others, and in the world, and that's a fairly important concept for me. I'm legally married to a male, and our relationship takes on a very personally designed structure. Right now, that's resembling polyamory or an open relationship. I know that word has a lot of connotations to it, so I use it cautiously. As a monogamy agnostic, my primary partner and I are currently exploring both romantic and, I noticed the way I said romantic last week and this week, romantic and sexual relationships. As individuals, with a major consideration for our partnership in a fluid and experimental form. I live in a Western minority country. I've traveled and lived in various places. I was raised by a mostly conservative family, and I've since developed my own philosophies with an appreciation that spirituality. Well, with an appreciation for spirituality of life's many unknown elements. So I use the word spirituality sort of in quotes, but a recognition that there's a lot we don't understand. That's probably the closest I'll get to any retention of my parents' original intent for my spirituality. I have a university degree. I have an exceptionally keen interest in psychology and psychosexual therapy, and I have an ever-evolving love for learning. That looks like a lot of things. I value academic learning and experiential learning, and I present my work with Fuck, Love, Laugh, acknowledging that I myself am not formally qualified to give any specialized advice. That said, I'd also like to acknowledge that, like all of us, I'm just learning and I'm changing and I'm growing. And my process is going to involve a commitment to sharing really vulnerably as questions arise and thoughts develop for me.
I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to misstep with words. I'm most certainly going to change my mind. And probably that's going to look like I'm contradicting myself sometimes. And I'm okay with it. I view that as the individual's right to evolve and one of life's great gifts. So I do ask, though, that you'll give me grace with all of that in mind. And I welcome dialogue and exchange with consideration for respect and for individuality and varying perspectives. And I really ask that you as the audience will do the same. I know that you will, as we fuck and love and laugh and share. But in directing back to the question, who am I outside the bedroom? I'm a thinker, I'm a seeker, I'm an experiential researcher in my own life. I'm an incessant talker, I'm a recovering bad listener, I'm an inappropriate comment maker, and I hope a knowledge sharer and now a writer. I'm a monogamy agnostic, and like I've said, I love to fuck and love and laugh, so I just want to figure it out, and at least a couple things out, and that's what this is about. Now let's break it down into fuck, love, and laugh. The second question is, who are you in the bedroom? Yikes. That's a big question. I wrote it thinking I would ask other people and recognizing now I have to answer it myself. All right, so what I'm asking is, what do you like? What do you dislike? What are you curious about? And maybe what's some of your insecurity and fear in that space as well? What do I like? I like to learn and explore. I like to play. I love to experiment with power dynamics. I like to experiment with boundaries. More than anything, I like to connect. Sex for me is about getting to know people and connecting and understanding them at a very visceral level. There's something about sex that just helps you access people in such an immediate and raw and vulnerable way. I don't know if it's the same for men, but for myself as a born sexually female, there's a lot of vulnerability in opening up physically to another person. Like, women are required to spread their legs and open themselves up, literally and figuratively. And that takes a lot of vulnerability. So I really like experimenting with sex in a way that helps open myself up and open the other up. I don't do that with people I don't connect with. I have. I am in my 30s now, and I have been in my 20s, and I definitely have had sex that wasn't about connection. But the magic of where I've landed in my perspective towards sex now means that that's what I'm looking for. Connection, chemistry, and fun. So what am I like in the bedroom? I think I've talked enough about what I like. I won't get into the nitty-gritty. I think there'll be later episodes that get into what I physically like. Not that I'm expecting a broad line of suitors ready with this information to please me at will from here, but, you know, couldn't hurt to throw some tips down. What am I curious about? I think this whole fuck, love, laugh thing is all about unpacking the things I'm curious about. I'm curious about how sex is an access to a person. I'm curious about eroticism. I'm curious about monogamy and variations to monogamy specifically. I'm curious about sexual variation and why that newness hits us in such a specific way that people cheat and people move outside their monogamous structure. I'm curious about how that can be recreated within a monogamous structure. I'm curious about pretty much everything. I like to read
listen and experiment with a lot of different things. But again, I shan't get too vulgar in this first episode. What's my biggest sexual insecurity or fear? So what's my biggest sexual insecurity or fear? I think like most women, I've bought into a lot of societal messaging and feel like my body is disgusting a lot of the time. In my early sexual experiences as a young woman, I was completely vaginophobic. I had no love for my vulva. I didn't know what a vulva was, to be honest. I do aim to use the scientifically accurate terms for things here, so I will correct myself when I use the wrong terms. But yeah, I had so much fear around my vulva, specifically the external visual elements of my, what is commonly referred to as the vagina. I remember talking with one of my good friends as a teen, saying like, I don't know if I called it a vagina at the time, but I don't know if it's normal. And she was like, what do you mean? And I remember not having access to information about the diversity that is there in the female anatomy. So that was an issue for me in my 20s. Now my fear is around connecting with the wrong people. I like to sexually explore and engage with good people who are working on themselves, who respect others, who are willing to look at sex with curiosity, and who are looking to connect with somebody. So a fear of mine is to have been misguided by somebody and end up connecting with someone who isn't genuine, who's deceptive, and isn't there for what I personally value. Yeah. Okay. Love. What's your perspective on monogamy? And what does this look like in your life? Ooh. I would call myself monogamy agnostic. This concept of one person for your whole life has never really sat well with me. So I was legally married quite young, 25, and that person is an incredible human being. I'll unpack my relationship with him over the course of Fuck, Love, Laugh, but I am still legally married, and I'm in what I guess would be coined an open relationship with that man. So I engage with other people in various capacities, and my journey will be unpacked slowly in the next few podcasts and throughout my Fuck, Love, Laugh posts on my website. But yeah, I guess the best term for that for me is monogamy agnostic. I can see value in monogamy. I can see it working for some people. I don't think it suits me. I am an incredibly independent person. I'm a very emotive person. And without simplifying things too much, I think one of the reasons monogamy didn't work for me is I lay a lot of blame on my partner. Partnering with someone in life landed in a way that made me take less personal responsibility. And by taking a step back, at least in this format, in the present, has really helped me own a lot of my stuff and examine what I want from my life and how I can be better as a person in other people's lives. So, yeah, I am in an open relationship with a man, and I would use the word date loosely, other people. I'm bisexual, so I have and do engage with men and women. I engage in various ways, including occasional group dynamics, but generally based on my desire for connection, I like to find other people to engage with socially and emotionally and sexually. What are some positive things you believe about relationships and yourself in relationships? I love people. I love connecting with people. I see that a relationship can really allow you a deep and intimate and vulnerable connection with a person. I've never felt closer to another person than I have with my partner, the man that I married. Even now, I would hate to sacrifice that. If in the course of my examination I land on non-monogamous structures limiting that intimacy or that connection or that vulnerability, I'll definitely reconsider monogamy. But right now, non-monogamy has brought us closer than ever before. So that's what I love about relationships, is that connection, the closeness with another person. And in respect of myself in a relationship, I love giving. I love making someone's day, and that connection with someone, feeding them, helping them be a better version of themselves. But I see the toxic nature of a lot of habits that makes that untrue. What are some of the pitfalls or negative patterns you have noticed in your history? Oof. For me, that goes back to what I said earlier about not taking personal responsibility. When I'm partnered, I have historically allowed this to mean I don't have to own all of my behaviors. I can blame and avoid personal responsibility. And that's my fear in sharing a life with somebody, is that I'll become lost in them. I will blame negative things on them. I'll avoid positive things because of them. Definitely a lot of self-development in that question. Definitely a lot of work still to go for me in figuring out. The other thing that I would consider a negative pattern for me in relationships is boredom. I love variety. I love change. I love excitement. And I don't think that monogamy has to mean those things, but I definitely allowed it to mean those things in my relationship. So I think a fear for me is the assumed nature of most monogamous relationships, the assumed structures where I myself fell into a pattern of not creating a relationship that worked for me and for my partner, but falling into really assumed structures. So that's a fear and a pattern for me. What is my biggest insecurity or fear in a relationship? How deep do we want to get? I have a lot of personal fears around not being good enough and not being lovable. So my biggest insecurity is that someone will get to know me deeper than anyone else, that I'll be open and vulnerable and candid with them, and they'll see me for who I am, and they'll say, no thanks. Or they'll stop loving me, or they will walk away. Yeah. And I'm sure there'll be more episodes about that in large part. All right, the next two questions relate to laughter. How do you see the interplay between fucking and loving and laughing? Ideally, all of them together. I love an interaction with someone where we can have amazing sex and we care about each other. We have some fun romantic energy, maybe not to a high level of intimacy and integration in each other's lives, but we care about each other. We want the best for each other and we're trying to help each other access that. And we laugh and we ideally are doing a good integration of all those things. As I said, I have definitely given up opportunities to fuck and sacrifice relationships for laughter. And I have to bite my tongue sometimes during sex because I find so many things hilarious. Ideally, I have a sexual partner who has a good sense of humor and I can time my delivery well enough that they'll find it entertaining as well. I'm sure I've said things that people have found odd during sex. So yeah, ideally, I care about somebody, we're having a good time sexually, and we're making each other laugh.
so I'm going to be a bit naughty here and I'm going to skip the second last question, which really isn't a question at all, but more of an anecdote opportunity. Tell us the funniest sex story you have. I'm going to leave that for you to imagine for now, and I'm going to come back to that. I feel like I will have many a sex stories to tell, and I'd like to leave a little cliffhanger there. And the final question that I will ask each of my guests is, you have to choose. No fucking, no romantic love, or no laughter. This is way hard. Again, I made these questions forgetting I have to answer them. Fuck, love, or laugh. I mean, there's a sadistic side of me that says, fuck love, right? Like, romantic love, Hollywood love, it's so commercialized and such bullshit. But if love means like depth of knowing someone and intimate connection, I can't sacrifice that. If it means like romantic, cheesy Hollywood love, then yeah, fuck love. I'm out. I just want to fuck and I want to laugh. But if it's the real shit, that like knowing of somebody that die with this knowledge of how fucked up you both are and this amazing connected life history together, I value that. Ah, this is an impossible question. Love? I think I can live without love. Oh, that's horrible. We did it. That's it. The end of the first episode. I hope you enjoyed learning a little bit about what Fuck Love Laugh aims to be. More than anything, I want this to be a space for people to be able to dialogue around some really interesting topics, which are really underlying but very present in the current world. I started this as a space for myself, think out loud, a processing, and I hope that it provides you what it's providing me. I look forward to you joining me next week when I unpack where Fuck Love Laugh began. I'll also be interviewing a guest and getting to know a little bit more. So there it is, fuck, love, laugh. A phrase for which meaning can transform, being perceived to each their own. So you found me here today, but I don't know how. So I'm going to give you a few different modes that you can find more from Fuck, Love, Laugh. You're welcome to visit my website at fucklovelaugh.com. You'll find me on Twitter and Instagram at fucklovelaugh. And I'm still deciding if you'll find me on Facebook, but F Love Laugh is what you'll find me at if I'm there.